Dr. Guy Schaefer is a lecturer in sociology at RPI, an expert in composting and waste management systems, and author of Building Utopia with Tomorrow's Trash. Correspondent Jonah Moberg sat down with him to discuss his work with waste.
So I've always kind of enjoyed garbage. Like as a kid, it was my preferred chore. Like I always kind of raced to be the one taking the garbage out and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It's satisfying, you know, cleaning things up. But I like things that are like forgettable, left out, or disgusting, like things that people don't want. There's a lot of joy to be had in dumpsters and like curbside garbage. But I got interested in this project in compost and composting systems through Troy. Troy is again working on putting together a composting system right now, or at least like kind of overhauling its waste infrastructure. But about 5 years ago, we had this citizens working group on composting. And I wound up kind of getting in touch with them just as somebody who was interested in waste. I was a graduate student at RPI at the time, interested in just waste systems. And these people were doing this work on composting. And so I kind of just wound up working with them and getting pretty excited about what is a national movement or national change in a lot of urban infrastructures towards greater options for composting.
It's a national movement. I don't think most people would be aware of that.
So it's maybe a national quiet change, maybe is a better way of framing it. Kind of like recycling that switch happened, I think, largely like in the 90s, and recycling became kind of just a normal part of waste management. Right now, it seems like we are at a moment where composting is becoming just a normal part of waste management. Like in households, it's just kind of a normal thing, at least in some places. It's becoming a normal thing that you do is just, well, you put your glass, plastic, and paper in one thing. You put your food scraps and yard waste in another thing, and you put your garbage in another thing.
Yeah. So on a citywide level, what can mm-hmm. that change look like?
So on a citywide level, it means changing the patterns that people are doing, or changing just people's daily habits, rather. It means creating a new pickup route, or else kind of new pickup technology that can make sure that the waste is going to two different places. It means facilities that can actually do that work, which often means kind of far away places where you wind up trucking these organic scraps far away to be managed mechanically at industrial sites. It can mean a different thing, though, and that's kind of how I've gotten what's been kind of my raison d'etre in the field for the most part. So we've got this kind of this image of composting as something that's a lot like recycling. You know, it's just something that's managed by the city. It's something that's done at some sort of invisible, faraway facility. And, you know, it's not really something that you have to think about much as an average citizen. But there are alternative models of composting that are springing up in a lot of places. Distributed models, community models of composting, where food waste is managed at the local level. Compost is particularly available for this because it's a really low-tech process. I mean, we've got like industrial composting systems that can handle like tons and tons of food waste a day. But you can basically just throw it in a pile and it'll eventually turn into compost. You know, it's better if you turn it and like do all the work, but it's kind of just what nature does. So I guess to answer your question about like what does it look like at a city level, it can look just like recycling, or it can look like a city that has, you know, local waste management facilities. It can look like a city that has small haulers that are keeping resources local. I mean, it can look like a closed loop economy, maybe.
Is this? I know that you wrote a dissertation when you were in school, and that you're now turning it into a book for publication. Is this the topic of the book that you're working on?
Right. Yeah. So the dissertation, Building Utopia with Tomorrow's Trash, it was really about how small scale infrastructures can, like, kind of that is like projects that are community run, civil society run, passion projects of just people who care about things. How projects like that can influence more robust formal systems like a municipal composting system. And so in the project, I was looking at how these community composting projects, there are hundreds of them in New York City, how they were able to have an influence on larger patterns of waste management in New York City.
Can you give an example of how that's happened?
Right. So the largest part of the story has been incorporation. These smaller composting projects have existed for decades, you know, just kind of like managing waste on a local level, just kind of a few people who care about a neighborhood garden bring their food scraps there. There was one larger one in the Lower East Side, the Lower East Side Ecology Center, that was a little bit more widespread in terms of who it was collecting from, but mostly they were kind of just these local projects. And they've been organized to some extent by the city through the New York City Composting Project, which is run by the Department of Sanitation as kind of a method of supporting this community of composters, this system of like local composting as a means of making kind of a cultural shift, creating a culture of composting in New York City. And so these small volunteer-run local community-based projects have kind of wound up serving this larger cultural shift that is desired by the city.
That sounds like a really transformative process, both mm-hmm. for like a city, but also for the individuals mm-hmm. working within that project. How has composting changed like your life or your view of the world?
So many ways. I mean, it's exciting to work with it. I mean, I think the biggest takeaway for me was really starting to think more about how waste labor works. So one of the projects I worked with, BK Rot, it's what's called a micro hauler. They're hauling small amounts of compost small amounts of food scraps rather than composting them locally. And for BK Rot, doing this as part of like a larger political project of creating good green jobs for youth of color. They hire youth of color, immigrant youth, working class youth, and try to kind of create this decent working environment for them where they're doing meaningful work, you know, beautifying their neighborhood, mm-hmm. performing a service that people value, and expert work, where they're basically doing science. And so coming to get to know like BK Rot and see the vision of waste labor that they were putting forward has really, you know, it's really emphasized for me just like how many possibilities there are within the future of any technological system.
What you're saying, I mean, everything from, you know, even the title of your book, a utopia with tomorrow's trash, to this incredible project. I mean, it sounds really hopeful and like there's a lot of really incredible progress being made. But I know that a lot of people in your world also feel a real sense of alienation and frustration. And I wonder, with so much incredible progress and so much hopeful things happening, where is this sense of frustration and hopelessness coming from?
Right. So, I mean, the sense of utopia, the sense of hope, I think is maybe the more surprising thing on some level. I mean, like our waste systems are classically terrible. I mean, like, you know, we live in a throwaway society. We live in a society that really just like encourages us to create more waste. And then once we create that waste, it has a very strong tendency to be heaped upon Black and brown neighborhoods and working class neighborhoods. And so, you know, even as we have created more recycling systems, even with like new environmental justice regulations, like these problems continue. We still create enormous amounts of waste, and that waste disproportionately affects Black and brown and working class communities. And so, I mean, like one big reason for pessimism is just the overbearing force of history. I think also there's kind of a neoliberalization of the waste management field in general. And so what we see is a lot of places where cities, rather than trying to create some state-sponsored system that is democratically controlled, will allow composting systems and waste systems in general to be run mostly just by the market. So, and this also means kind of focusing on the individual consumer as the main problem, and so trying to kind of put more responsibility on individuals to change their habits rather than the state actually taking responsibility for creating manageable systems.
We're actually almost out of time. So with the last couple minutes that we have, I mean, that sounds like a dire situation. I wonder, with all that in mind, what gives you the, like, whatever hope you have to mm-hmm. be able to write a book talking mm-hmm. about utopia?
Right. So, I mean, the...
And also, actually, I would add, what will it take to make that yeah. utopia a reality?
Yeah. There are, of course, things that are giving me hope. Like, I see these projects working, and I see people creating communities around composting. I just went to an event for BK Rot, and it was just so beautiful to see these kids who I've gotten to know, the people who, the, you know, the little group that's like formed around trying to like make sure this project stays alive, and just the space itself. But I think that in a lot of ways, hope is something that you have to work to hold on to. It's something that you sort of create. And that's something I'm really interested in, is like being able to walk into a space and kind of intentionally feel the hope in it, intentionally read it as something that you can do, something that you can help to like put forward in the world.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Sure thing. Thanks, Jonah.
That was Dr. Guy Schaefer of RPI discussing his work in waste management.